We welcome in Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing today, Rich?
Well, you know, I got my first vaccine. That's why my brain's not so clear today.
Well, hey, that's great news that you have round one, and hopefully round two would come soon. So that's really great.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It finally pays off to be old all these years.
Yeah, I still have to wait a little while. So I'm in that 50-plus group. So I think hopefully they said by April. So I'm counting down dates.
They'll get to you young kids pretty soon here. But let's talk about, before we talk about events at the center and at the planetarium, what a wonderful month it's been with the unbelievable work being done so far by Perseverance. That is so exciting.
Yeah, it's a really incredible mission and, you know, really wonderful to watch the landing, which we did at the planetarium live during the K-12 break week. But also then last week, Friday, they released a new video where they had inserted all of the live imagery that was taken during the landing. So everything from the parachute opening up all the way to the sky crane maneuver that put the spacecraft safely on the surface. And now it's been returning some incredible images and, of course, getting ready for a whole variety of things, including, you know, collecting soil samples to catch on the surface, the little powered Ingenuity sort of helicopter that's on board, and some really incredible testing. You know, here in Maine, we do have a pretty cool connection to this mission in a couple ways. One way that's direct is, of course, Fiber Materials Incorporated in Biddeford is the company that actually has made the heat shields for the last two and actually more than two, but the last two missions, they were listed as, of course, of being the heat shield manufacturer. So that's a local Maine company helping us get payload packages to Mars safely, which is cool. And then, you know, and maybe a little bit indirect, but of course, MOXIE, which we all know of being a big thing in Maine, there is a instrument on board called MOXIE, and it's called the Mars Oxygen, of course, in-situ experiment, and it's going to be trying to produce oxygen on the surface of Mars. So basically generating oxygen from the Martian carbon dioxide atmosphere. And so a few little bits of Maine there with us on that Mars mission, you might say.
See, I mean, I didn't know when you said MOXIE, I thought maybe they took along a bottle to see what it might do to the Martian landscape if it reacted differently there than here.
Yeah, not quite that kind of MOXIE, but this MOXIE is pretty cool too.
I'll tell you what's great about this is, again, being old, I grew up watching the space, all of the space program and all of the manned launches as a kid, and always had that interest and fascination with space exploration. But since we haven't done a lot of that in recent years, certainly not going out to planets like this, I think it's so cool because I really see young people once again finding that level of interest in the space program that hasn't been there in a while.
Yeah, hopefully missions like this will, you know, really inspire folks, you know. And recently, of course, we had Jessica Meir, who flew on board the International Space Station, and now she's slated to be one of the astronauts for the first return to the moon mission. And so hopefully this will, you know, really get kids involved again and excited about space and space exploration. And there's lots of connections, you know, as I mentioned, in the state. Not only, of course, connections like the Fiber Materials Incorporated, but also like Blue Ship that recently launched rockets up in, you know, a rocket in Limestone and had a, you know, created the first biofuel rocket and is looking at doing launches for future missions here from the Maine spaceport, which is in planning right now. So there's lots of opportunities. And, of course, UMaine has numerous connections from the HIAD program and the, of course, wireless sensing network, which, you know, sent a payload package to ISS, too.
We're talking with Sean Latch, Versant Power Astronomy Center at the University of Maine. Well, let's talk about what's going on this month of March. Friday night program is a look at the sun.
Yeah, the sun, our living star, is a program that was produced by the European Space European Southern Observatory, and that program takes a look at our home star in a variety of ways. It starts off with a little bit of a historical look at some of the monuments that were built to honor the sun, things like Stonehenge and Machu Picchu, and of course Chichen Itza and others, and then looks at how our sun makes its energy from changing hydrogen to helium, and some of the ways that solar weather affect us here on planet Earth. And so it's really a fun program for the whole family, and that's our Friday night show. And then on the weekends, we have, of course, two shows. We have Earth, Moon, and Sun, which is our family program where you join Coyote and, of course, learn all about eclipses, lunar phases, seasons, and, of course, our night sky. And then our music show, David Bowie Dreams, on Sunday afternoon at 4. And that program, of course, celebrates his music. And, of course, there is this lovely song, you know, Life on Mars, which is one of the tracks that we actually use along with Space Oddity and a few others. But Life on Mars, and this particular Perseverance mission is looking for ancient signs of life. It sort of feels like a good connection, too.
That's perfect. Absolutely. Up in the skies this month, among other things, of course, less than 3 weeks away from the vernal equinox.
Yeah, we're coming up on, of course, that official starting of spring. Equinox means equal night, so day and night will be equal. And our days have been lengthening, which is really nice. You can also check out Mars in your night sky right now. In fact, actually, the next couple evenings, it's going to be very close to the Pleiades star cluster, so pretty easy to spot in your night sky. And if you're an early morning riser, our planets that started to reappear in the morning sky, we do have Jupiter, Saturn, and of course Mercury. Jupiter and Mercury are actually really close. In fact, Friday morning they're going to be about less than half a degree apart, but that'll be right before sunrise, and you'll need a really good eastern horizon. But Saturn is getting higher up in our morning sky right now too, so definitely some great planets to see in the morning sky.
Excellent. A lot of things to look forward to. Well, Sean, it's always good to catch up with you. We appreciate you joining us for this afternoon. Have a great month of March, and we'll check in with you in April.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Latch, the Versant Power Astronomy Center, and of course, the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, with lots of great programs going on. And you can reach out to them for more information, find out what's going on, even schedule some private opportunities to visit the planetarium as well. Give them a call at 207-581-1341.